Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Authentic Expression Wishweavers Circle. I am so excited to start this 9 or 10 week series with you. And I want to go ahead and just tell you a little bit about myself before I ask for volunteers to go ahead and tell us a little bit about you. So as most of you know, I'm Laura Hanke. I'm a certified transformational voice teacher and the creator of Authentic Performance. And this, the Authentic Expression Wishweavers Circle. And you are joining me on my maiden journey of this new series. So I'm super excited about it. And again, very happy that you're here. Well, I was married and I was a stepmom of 3 boys for over 12 years. Just a little bit personally about me. And I was divorced in 2006. Some things about me, I'm a big nature and animal lover. And I live in Lake Oswego, Oregon, with my fiance and my partner of 4 years, George. And we have an awesome cat named Lady Jane. Now, I do have a couple of personal stories that I'm going to share with you in a little while. But first, I really want to introduce yourselves, similar to the way I just did. But also tell us just one fact, like a fun fact or a special fact about yourself, why you are here in the Authentic Expression Wishweavers Circle, and third, what you would like to experience as a result of your participation over the next few weeks. So before I ask for a volunteer to go first, I would like us to start by taking 3 deep breaths together. We're going to be utilizing deep breathing techniques throughout this whole series, and you're getting your own personal breathing and voice lesson, as a matter of fact. But this is a great way for us to start and bring us all into the same space together. So let's go ahead, if you would, and join me with 3 deep breaths from your belly. Here's 1, 2, and 3. All righty. So who would like to go first and introduce yourself?
I'll go first.
Okay, thanks, this Jennifer.
Jennifer. Uh-huh. I live in Lebanon, a small town, and I have 3 children. One's grown and married and out of the house. One's in college and one's in high school. I've been married for 22 years now. We're a outdoor kind of family, have lots of dogs. Personal fact about me that's interesting for me is about a year ago, I discovered after thinking I had no artistic talent that I could paint. And so I've been spending the last year painting up a storm, and I've actually even been able to successfully sell some of my paintings. And I started redoing furniture, and I've been able to sell that, which has been really fun exploring something that I didn't even know I could do. I was recently let go from my position as a purchasing manager. And I've spent over 20 years in the corporate world trying to kind of prove myself and work my way up the ladder, thinking that that's what was expected of me. But now I was miserable at my job, so being let go was actually a blessing in disguise. And I'm taking this time right now to really figure out what I want to do in going forward. And the reason that I'm here is because I want nothing to do with the corporate world anymore in that way. I want to help people, and I'm passionate about helping people, and I would love to have my own business to be able to support myself, and I'm just trying to find my direction, and I just kind of need some encouragement and guidance as I'm moving to this whole new direction and uncharted territory. So,
well, fantastic. Welcome, Jennifer. You are absolutely, definitely in the right place, and I'm really glad you're here. So thanks so much for joining us and for telling us a little bit about yourself. So who would like to go next?
This is Gabby, and I own a business. We provide caregivers to people in their homes. I've been doing that business for about 4 years, and in an effort to market the business, I began giving presentations to groups of seniors at senior centers and things like that. And I realized that, well, the the presentations were all about health because I am very passionate about health and nutrition. And so I realized when I'm giving these talks that I didn't really want to do it to market my business. So I actually just like giving information, and I'm very passionate about education. And the people who have come to these groups have been very excited about all of this information. So it's kind of pushed me into another direction. I still want to continue in this business, but I also want to get into like health and wellness coaching. And I just joined, I guess, mainly because I wanted inspiration and help moving into that direction. So I needed to get a little push. And I don't know, an interesting fact about me, I've been a vegetarian, I don't know, 25 years or something, and I was raised very healthy, but I'm, you know, much more obsessed with health than my family is, and I'm so. This is why I'm here.